You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Brandon,
Sam.
You guys ready to get back into these stories?
I'm gonna be honest. You know it.
I'm gonna be honest.
What?
It's pretty late here where we're filming. And I don't know if we can do six stories, but the goal will be four stories for one
nine
day.
Nine stories.
One day, Sam.
We're going to do nine straight.
And that'll be the episode that you edit.
Yeah. You edit, you watch, and do all the social media for.
I can't wait.
Perfect.
I can't wait.
Guys, I think allergies are starting to whoop my tail right now, bro. This is not good. But we're gonna beat it, though. We locked in.
I thought we already talked about this.
We talked about my allergies.
Isn't it weird that I'm the only one who hasn't like felt sick and I'm the furthest away from the plant? That's what's weird to me.
Again.
So you guys say that it's a fake plant.
Do you want to sit next to the plant?
No, because then I'll end up like you guys. A shell
fake,
of yourself.
Fake plant.
I'm not a shell of myself.
You're a shell of yourself.
I'm 100% me whenever. Even when I'm not feeling good.
I thought you were about to start rhyming. Yes.
I've been away from the soundboard for a few weeks. So I was like, button is it?
Oh, no.
All right. So story number one. Am I the asshole for not attending my graduation party and telling everyone why when they asked?
No.
No. I hate graduation parties. I wouldn't go to mine either.
Your own? Okay.
Why would I want to go? You know?
I mean, yes, because...
I hate things related to graduations, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel that, because, you know, we recently graduated.
Congratulations! Yes!
And,
college graduates?
People kept asking me like, yo, when's the ceremony? I was like, why do you care? And they're like, what if I wanted to go? I'm like, why would you want to go to a ceremony? Like, you're literally going to waste like so much time just to sit there and watch me walk across the
one
stage.
One person. In 3 hours.
I'm like, don't. Just come to the grad party. If you want to support me, just go to the grad party. That's it.
So because you're a real one.
But this is the grad party and you guys are saying you wouldn't go to your own grad party?
I would go to my grad party, but I'm saying he's not the a-hole for
that. But Sam's saying, don't come to my graduation. Don't even come to my grad party.
Right. Anything that happened was because other people forced it. Like, you know, all the things like senior pictures. I didn't care. I don't want senior pictures. My mom forced it. I'm like, well, spend your money then. And she did. But I hated it.
Do you still hate it now?
Senior pictures?
Yeah. Do you ever look back and be like, look at that sharp young man?
Yeah.
I've never looked back at him.
Look back at him and then...
I mean, I look back at it.
Hey.
Hey. But I've never looked back at the pictures.
Okay. That's a weird page to be on.
but we're here.
Let's turn the page to the story. What do you think about that?
Okay, that was great.
That was good. I love that. I love that.
That you're like two for two two for two episodes so far.
Well, let's see how these next transitions.
Well, don't say two for two because it is my mission this episode to ruin transitions.
Wow. Am I the asshole for not attending my graduation party and telling everyone why when they asked? My family has not celebrated anything to do with me since I was 12 years old. My dad and his new wife had a baby this year, and I was kind of forgotten about. I would get birthday presents and such, but no party or anything. I got used to it and started a tradition of celebrating with my friends. We would go see movies or whatever. One of my mom's friends found out and started making me a cake every year for my birthday. When I graduated from high school, I saved up enough money to go on a week-long trip in New York City with my best friend and her mom to see Hadestown. I just finished university and I'm starting a new job right away. I guess my dad had planned a big party for me as a surprise, but I didn't show up because I went out with my friends instead. When my family started asking why I didn't show up after my father had gone through all the effort for me, I explained that he hadn't celebrated anything of mine in 10 years, and I didn't know he had planned to do anything this time. He told everyone that I was lying, so I asked him to post any pictures he had from my birthday parties, you know, extracurricular activities, or even high school graduation. He obviously couldn't, and everyone started shitting on him. Now he is mad for talking about private family matters. I'm just going to go over there and pick up a few things I have left at their house and just move to my new city without dealing with this anymore. Am I the asshole?
How could the dad say you're lying? Like, why would he put himself on that? Like, the kid would be like, yeah, I am lying. Like, the kid would just back down. And like, oh, yeah, I was lying. Like, no, show the receipts, dad. That's crazy that he said you're lying.
Yeah.
And didn't have anything.
Had no proof. Nothing to stand on. At least have one thing.
Yeah, this was his only. Like, you're lying. He's like, yeah, that
Where are my
work.
Baby pictures, Dad? Yeah. I threw this grad party for you. That's not me, Dad. That's not me. Just a random ploy. Just a random decoy person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cutout. He's just like, oh, yeah, we did this. See, look.
Celebrating you.
Photo shots.
So yeah. Did the dad not tell them about the party?
So apparently it was a surprise and they just went out with their friends because they didn't know they had anything to do that night.
Wait, and how do you surprise someone if you don't have someone to get them to the surprise?
See, you could tell he hasn't done anything in 10 years, so he just wasn't thinking about it. He was like, they'll come home.
I'll make the surprise party. Then they'll just come. They think just people just wait at surprise parties like forever. They're like, they'll be here soon.
Doo-doo-doo.
It's not even their house either. It's just like at a friend's house. And they're like,
is that a venue?
Yeah. Like, why aren't they here?
No, it's one of those like actual surprises where like the lights are out. People are like sitting around and they're like, oh, hours, don't worry. They're coming. Hours. They're coming.
Have you guys ever had a surprise party?
Yeah.
I had a surprise party, but it was like I found out about it before. Well, actually, let me just say about OP. I'm sorry that your dad sucks and that the moment that he had a kid with his new wife, I think that's like their half sibling or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the moment that your dad had like a child with another woman, like you're kind of forgotten about, I think that's horrible. And you're definitely not the asshole for that situation. Now, the surprise party, it was like my 16th or 12th.
Wildly different ages.
Yeah. I think it was my 16th. It was a surprise party. Yeah, it was my 15th. And I found out about it because my mom picked me up from school and she left one of the invitations like on the middle between the front and passenger seat. And so I look at it, I'm like, surprise party for Maddie, huh? And she's like, she just has like a sigh, like, well.
Mama G, what are you doing?
And so it was funny because I think this was.
Was it that day or was it?
No, it was probably like that weekend.
Oh, I was like, why does she have the invitations that day? She forgets.
But it was funny because everybody else thought it was still a surprise party. So I think this was at a point where I knew Brandon because he was one of the first people to arrive. And so he comes up to the door, but I answer the door and I'm like, hey. And he's like, and you could tell he was like, I don't know how to address you because I don't know if you know. And I'm like, oh, it's cool. I know. And he's like, oh, okay. Happy birthday.
Wait, you were at the house?
I was at the house. I greeted them.
Why?
Because it started at my house. And then we were going to drive everybody to like a trampoline park.
I know, but how was it a surprise party if you were always there?
Well, so I found the flyer beforehand. Uh-huh. So once I found the flyer, my mom just told me what we were going to do.
Oh, your mom. Okay. That's what I'm like.
Because I was like, I see there's a party for me. What's happening? And so when
I thought you didn't say anything.
No, I said, I was like, mom, what's this? You know me. I love to, we called me nosy last week for a reason. Okay. I love to find out some good tea, even if it's about my own surprise party.
I just like the idea that Mama G didn't understand what a surprise party was. And she just has you greeting people at the door.
You're she
like,
just hands me the flyer.
Why are all these people coming in here, Mom?
Yeah.
I forgot about that because now I remember going to that trampoline party. It was a great party.
It was really fun.
It was a great one. It was, but holy, wow. Because I think at that time, see, I've discovered I have a new toxic trait that I believe that I can get anywhere in 10 minutes. Regardless of the place.
Uh-huh.
But during that time, I was always either painfully early or like right on time. There was no in between. I was either early or on time. Like if you said be there at 6 o'clock, I was walking to the door at 5:59 just to get there right at 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember getting the invitation. I was like, all right, cool. Pull up and you're there. And I said, okay, Brendan, play it cool. Play it cool. All right, we gotta figure out something. You can't just panic. You can't just panic because she'll know if you're like, I just was in the neighborhood. You don't drive. How are you in that neighborhood?
Your dad dropped you off.
My dad's gone. That was the worst part too. My dad would just drop me off places and just
don't
leave.
Even look.
Wouldn't even see if I made it to the door or inside.
He
of
drives
the place.
Off. You're getting kidnapped. As he drives off,
that would be it. That would be me.
Be home at 9.
I turn around. I'm like, Dad's gone.
My dad
shoot.
Was in the neighborhood.
And she's like, I know, Brandon. I know. And I said, oh, thank God. Okay. Happy birthday. Woo. That 10 seconds of anxiety. And you were just watching me just go through it.
Oh, yeah, I was watching. I was looking at him.
It was painful. Like,
but you guys
hey,
had
Brandon.
Fun at the park, trampoline park?
Yeah, it was really
fun. It was
fun.
Great.
Just kind of funny that I didn't even get an invite.
So, I don't think I think I was scared of you then. I don't think I knew you then.
But I like jumping. Maybe this is how we could have started our friendship.
Well, okay, you guys are fighting, but I have a story to tell you. So this guy's dad, mm-hmm. It's a little personal. I don't know why I'm doing this on the podcast.
Okay.
My uncle is similar to this guy's dad.
Oh,
just kidding. The next story is about uncles.
Oh! Oh! No, I knew she was doing it, but I didn't know how to stop it. Like, it makes no sense. She's a monster.
That was great.
I was like, I have to switch it up because Sam literally said, but I'm just over here like, uncle?
I think the crazy thing is, though, I was trying to decipher it, and I was like, she's just going to sing, and then it's just going to segue into it. She's like, and that's what our next story is about.
Yes.
And I was like, oh,
yeah,
Sam.
Do musical interludes? Yeah. I can't stop that.
I was like, Sam's never going to catch it. And I'm like, oh. And I was like, oh, she was just singing.
Yeah. I really like Sam's rendition of the song. Anyway, so am I the asshole for recording my uncle's drink request?
No, you need to remember it so you can do it next time.
Yeah,
so I'm on their side. That's thoughtful.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I wish someone would record my Taco Bell order.
That's love.
And then that you just read love. It back when you're in the bathroom like 3 hours later. You're like, this is what got me.
I'm reading it back?
Yeah, because you're just like looking as you're like crying. You're just like looking at what the order did that like destroyed your stomach.
Taco Bell don't do that to your boy.
You're like, it was
stomach.
You got a stomach of Teflon. Yeah. Ain't no way Taco Bell not messing your stomach.
Taco Bell don't mess with me like that.
Because you're just like, it was the fourth Crunchwrap. I should have
No, I think I've finally gotten that where I'm like, I used to do that Taco Bell all the time. You just get one too many things.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I thought I was hungry. And you're like, I'm so hungry. And you get one too many things, and you're just looking at it. You got a half-eaten bean burrito. And you're like, this can't reheat. I have to throw this away.
If you reheat in Taco Bell, you are a menace to society.
You are bad.
Menace is not even the word. Yeah.
That's sad, actually. I'm sad for you if you're reheating Taco Bell.
No way.
Just buy more Taco Bell.
Am I the asshole for recording my uncle's drink request? My uncle thinks it's funny to get me to run back and forth between the pool and the kitchen getting him drinks. He will say he wants a Coke, then claim he asked for a beer, then ask where his Coke is. He usually blames it on us damn millennials always being on our phones and not paying attention, and for whatever reason, my parents don't tell him to piss off. It started getting old a long time ago, and I usually dealt with it by making myself scarce when he's over. He was visiting over Memorial Day, and he caught me, and he asked for a Coke, so I brought him a Coke. And then he asked for a beer, so I pulled out my phone and played the video I had recorded of him asking for a Coke. Like most of us damn millennials, I was on my phone when he asked, and yes. I knew what was coming, so I recorded his request. He asked me for a beer because that's what he really wanted, so I told him I would be happy to get him a beer after he finished his drink, because unlike his boomer generation, I don't waste stuff for the fun of it. He got huffy because he was just joking around. Next time he asked me for a drink, my phone was in my pocket, so I pulled it out and said, I don't remember what you asked for, could you please repeat yourself? He said that he would just get his own drinks, and I told him that that was a great idea. My parents thought I was being rude to a guest who was my elder, and I thought I was just making sure that he got what he asked for. Am I the asshole?
Rude to a guest? You an uncle, you family. Yeah, uncles
are not guests.
You are not guests. Sam is not a guest here.
Yeah, I get treated like crap here.
Yeah, he does.
Every time I come.
Justice for Sam.
That's love, though. That's family.
That's love. That's family.
Actually, my uncle did just let me use his bathroom, so that was dope. That's the nicest anyone's been to me in this house.
Yeah, I pushed him down the stairs earlier.
Yeah, it hurt. But I bounced right back up.
Yeah, because that's family.
But I did fall down again because I think I just sprained an ankle. But it's fine.
That's why it's covered. Hey, that's why it's covered. He sprained his ankle. Yes, he did.
Psych. My ankle really hurts.
It's not from falling down the stairs.
It is.
But nah, that's, you know, there's very few stories where I'm like, the pettiness is just enough. And this is that story. The pettiness is just enough. It's like Vic's popcorn, you know, just salted enough. And I'm like, that's exactly what.
Yes.
And it's just like, man, you just got that thrown back in your face, old man. Millennials always on their phone because maybe it's useful.
Right.
And you learn the hard way.
I think they're on the phones a little too much. So I do agree with them. I think sometimes they're on the phone a little bit too much.
Who?
Millennials. And Gen Zers.
You want to say that again? No.
But I'm like, I'm totally on their side because that uncle's been doing that joke for years probably. And he's like, that's so funny I say the wrong thing. I think it's pretty clear you're not the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of traumatic for me because he ends up talking about in an edit. He just says like a line where he's like, he's actually a millennial and I'm technically Gen Z. Yes, it is culture as to why I'm expected to fetch him food and drinks. And I feel like that's like a lot of people's culture, like even in my culture when it comes to like my grandma. But there was one day I remember I was like in her kitchen, like cleaning up, which that isn't necessarily a problem. It's just the fact where she like asked me to, you know, get her a million different things after I got her a million different things before.
Yeah.
That's just really it, where it's like like this guy, you're constantly being asked to get stuff when, yes, I can do it for you if I'm there, but otherwise, if I'm all the way across the room, why are you asking me to do it when you could get it yourself? But I also get when it's like literally your grandma and she's at your house, like, yeah, you're supposed to cater to her, but my grandma, she takes advantage of that.
You don't think when we get old, we're gonna be like, hey, go give me that carrot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm definitely doing that.
And I apologize, Grandma, for that story.
Yeah, we're sorry, Grandma.
Sorry.
You got to be crafty. Old people are crafty.
Yeah. So they wait until you get up to go to the bathroom, and then they're like, hey, could you hand me something when you come back? before we watch Wheel of Fortune again. Before we watch something on the Weather Channel. But the Weather Channel is interesting.
No, and the that's Weather all Channel low-key is like one of the best channels.
It's good.
The programming is out of this world.
Storm Chaser is good.
Like the romantic comedy Netflix movies, love them. They're all bad. The stories are bad, but they're so funny and they're fun.
Hmm.
And I like a little bit of romance. Sue me.
What is the latest Netflix movie that's come up that's been good? Like, romantic movie?
Romantic comedy? They don't make good romantic comedies. They make Hallmark style, but they are good.
I don't like romantic comedies because I feel like in romantic comedies, there's always... Okay, so there's the main lead, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's the main interest.
The romantic interest, yeah.
Yeah, the other main interest. And then there's someone that's just randomly, like, spiteful.
And that's the topic of our next story.
What? Did you join her in this? How did you... How did this happen?
It was smooth, though. It was smooth. He was in it. He was like, oh, I'm ready to hear.
Well, because I was starting to talk about it, but then I saw Maddie's face, like, thinking hard. She wasn't saying anything and being quiet. And I'm like, so I was ready for her. But then you... What is it? How did... Did she text you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I said, bring up something about being spiteful.
And I was like, perfect segue.
Oh my gosh.
Romantic comedies?
I'm like, I know Sam is watching my every move right now. Because
you were so quiet and you weren't saying, and your face was like deep in thought. I'm like, she's coming up with something right now. If I keep up this romantic comedy thing, I'll be, whatever she says, I'm ready. So, oh my God.
So.
Pranked.
That is good. That is good.
Am I the asshole for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Yes. Absolutely you are. Your friend?
Yeah.
Give me my books back.
You or took you're my losing Harry your Potter job, series. Buddy.
No way.
I got half my Harry Potter series. Give it back or I'll get you fired.
I need Prisoner of Azkaban. That's what I'm on now.
No, I'm on. I'm rereading it. How many times you reread it?
I'm not going to listen to my Audible book. I need...
Skip it.
No, it's the Skip best one. Skip it.
And that's his college books. Yeah. That's different.
Oh, yeah. College books.
Have you written it too? Woo!
I need to hear what these books are, but right now you sound really like an asshole.
That's, okay.
That's one of the pettiest titles ever.
It's a great title. Yeah,
got you fired.
Okay. Am I the asshole for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back? I, 27 female, recently had some friends over at my house for my birthday. I have a book collection with some signed books by relatively famous authors. Mm. They're not behind a locked shelf or anything, but they're in my room. After they left, I noticed that a few of the books were gone, and somebody mentioned that Jay, 28 male, claimed that I let him borrow the books. I called Jay and yelled at him about lying and stealing my books. He tried to explain that he was taking them to his work/bookstore to get them officially appraised, and it was supposed to be a surprise gift. I chewed him out and asked him how that's considered a gift, and I wanted the books back. He refused. I told him that I would be calling the cops to his work if he doesn't, and he still refused to bring them back. I immediately called the cops to follow a police report and waited until the morning to call his work. I gave them all the details, including the case number, and said that I'll be coming in with an officer to get my books back from Jay that day. His work cooperated with me and promptly fired Jay after I got my books back. Jay claims that I went too far over a few books and demands that I give him money until he finds another job. Am I the asshole? No!
Jay, crazy.
Oh.
That's your friend? No way that's a... She said Jay. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm
how
like.
How is that a friend?
How is that a friend? Because they can't be close. Because I feel like even if, like, one of you guys did that to me, I wouldn't call the cops.
Well, especially if it's in the family.
Yeah, the next day.
Well, if you keep it in the family, it's like, it stays in the family.
Yeah, you're scamming your family.
Yeah.
You can only that's scam fine.
Family.
That's fine.
But if I did it, it's
Jay's
like,
crazy. A gift to appraise the... What do you mean? Did I say I want... Like, do I want to sell it? I have the book. That's the gift.
I think the funniest part, though, is that he just refused to give him back.
He's like, no.
No.
He's like, yeah, no. Oh, you don't like the idea that I had for you? Yeah, no. You can't have him back. I feel like I haven't really had much to say about any of these stories because they're all clearly, like, one way or another. It's not really a lot to debate. It's like, yeah, no, Jay is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would make me... The way that Sam is looking at me right now... I'm just talking, okay. Sam.
Yeah, talk. Talk about the story. You know the real reason why you're not talking so much, Maddie?
Why?
Because you're spending the entire story trying to think of a next segue to the next story.
That's what the next story is about, segues.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. But I think that this would really make me lose trust in having my friends over. Like, for a really long time, just having anybody in my house. Or I would, like, have that room locked off. Yeah.
That, it's still, that's the thing that's getting me. He just said no. Like, you don't have a choice in this. Like, you took someone else's belongings. How are you just going to tell me no? It's my stuff. And then get mad when the cops get called? Bro, you stole. That is your fault.
No, it's like taking someone's TV, and you know they're like, why'd you take my TV? They're like, I was just trying to see how much you would get if you returned it. And they're like, well, I don't want that. And they're like, no. And then you're like, no. Just your mind, you would like explode. You're like, what did you say?
This next story actually comes from our Reddit page, r/comfortlevelpod.
Let's go. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
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 Am I the asshole for kicking my father out of my graduation banquet?
Hmm. Your daddy was drunk. I feel like dad was drunk.
Okay, let me explain. I, 18 male, with my mom, 52 female, and my dad, 56 male, who are both technically divorced, went to my graduation at 8 in the morning. So let me fast forward a little bit. I got my grad certificate. After that, I sat down to wait for the ceremony to be over. I was the first group in the line, so it took a while.
Oh my God.
After that, I was sitting there. I was worrying about my dad doing something foolish. A little bit of background. My dad is a really big drunk and a liar. And now after reading this, bet you're wondering why I chose to invite him is because I thought it was only fair because, you know, he's my dad. Anyway, after the ceremony, I saw him outside, and he was strange when I saw him, but he wasn't drunk after the ceremony. There was a break between the ceremony and the banquet. Then an hour after the banquet started, he shows up drunk. Some more details, I'm sitting in the middle of my parents, and he's talking all kind of nonsense, and there's some random people sitting at the same table. So I take him outside, and I talk to him and tell him that he's being crazy and tell him to put this off and that he's being selfish and embarrassing. So then he snaps at me. Practically tells me to go F myself. And here's another thing. We're still in a public area, so he couldn't make a scene, but that just backfired because by the time he left, people were staring and feeling sorry and tried to go back and have a good time, but it was just completely ruined. I have never been this heartbroken before. I thought I was used to him disappointing me. Today I cut him off and told him to not contact me anymore, and yesterday was the last straw, and I'm done with his BS, and now I'm starting to feel guilty because of post-anger clarity. So am I the asshole?
You're not the asshole.
You're not the asshole. And
you're just dealing with an alcoholic father who has a disease. He makes poor choices because of that disease.
Yes.
And I think you had your breaking point. It's not your job to take care of your dad or to be responsible for something when he's ruining what should be a happy event, even if it's boring, because all graduations are boring, and I've always said that, and I probably would need a drink or two to get through it, but he shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
That was your big day.
Mm-hmm. The dad reminds me of Frank from Shameless.
Oh, yeah.
It's a...
Missed that. Woo! Haven't seen it. Heard of the show. Yeah. Haven't seen
Wait, you've never seen Shameless?
Mm-mm.
You should be ashamed to even have said that.
Next story.
Next story. Shame? Is it cool or is it bad?
Do you have the story?
I think I have the story because she's incepting my mind to lead me into segue. I don't know how she's gotten this powerful. I hate this. You're so in my head, Maddie.
Yeah, what were we gonna say though, Reddit?
That's it.
Yeah,
I was probably gonna say something else, but it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe as of right now, cutting contact might be the best thing, because, you know, like Sam said, you can't really control this person. And this just kind of reminds me of something that I've dealt with in life, just dealing with somebody that struggles with alcoholism. It sucks because there's nothing really that you're going to do that's just going to trigger it. It's just something that they're constantly going through. So you're going to catch them at their good times and you're going to catch them at their bad times. And I think kind of the best thing for you to do, like you're doing, is just to not be around them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really piggyback off of your advice, Sam, and what you said. It's a tough situation. I'm sorry that your graduation banquet kind of turned into that and that you had to kick your dad out. I think that's just a really tough situation that you're in. But you probably made the best decision overall, just to kind of let him go home and cool off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I want to know, if you could respond, comment, get back to us. What was on the menu for the banquet? What are we talking about? Chicken rice, squash?
Don't tell us it was like spaghetti.
Yeah.
You guys remember? Wait,
what's wrong with spaghetti? Like spaghetti dinners? Like the spaghetti?
Like for like, yeah, like team fundraisers where they would just make a ton of spaghetti.
Yeah.
I think that just traumatized me because it was like the random store-bought sauce and just a ton of, not enough sauce for how much noodles there is. That's the problem. I am a saucy gal. And when it comes to pasta, I don't want to be tasting that noodle.
Sauce it up.
Yeah.
Sauce it up.
Hey. Hey.
Sauce it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait, I remember what I was going to say. It sucks that he had to be the adult for the adult in that situation. But yeah, man, I feel bad for him too, because it's like, you know, you shouldn't have to do that type of stuff on a day where you're just supposed to be celebrating you.
Yeah.
I would say host a re-graduation party.
No, don't put yourself through more pain.
No. Hear me out. You just go somewhere. They handle the food. Everybody pay for themselves. And you celebrate you.
But then everybody gets drunk because they have to go to a second graduation party. So it's worse. Everyone's just like, you made me go to another one?
They're like, all right, well then give me back my card where I gave you $50.
Exactly.
And then I'll re-give you the card.
Yeah, because you expect another gift? Is this like some grift from you to get two graduation gifts?
Hey, man. Graduation's a Ponzi scheme.
No, it is.
You express feeling some guilt. I don't feel guilty for their actions and you just having to like separate them from the situation so it doesn't completely ruin your night. You're definitely not the asshole for what happened, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but mm-hmm. Congratulations for graduating.
Yeah, join the club, man. Woo!
Woo! Hey!
Graduates!
Congrats to you, and this is a toast to your future endeavors, however you see fit.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Edit in video of
alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol.
Sparkling apple cider.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the Comfort Level Podcast. Cheers to you, friends.
Cheers.
Yeah. I'll keep this up here. Anyway, thanks so much for coming to the Comfort Level Podcast. And we'll see you guys next week. Cheers.